Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, are you ever in a public place and wish that you could just maybe hear what's going on at the other table at a restaurant or just down the bar? Or maybe there's some drama across the aisle from you on a flight from Miami to Los Angeles, but you just kind of, you know, you want to be discreet. You don't want to stare. You just want to be able to hear with super hearing. Well, guess what? With my new product, Miracle Ear, you will be able to hear these conversations from far away and be able to eavesdrop like the nosy motherfucker that you are. Yes, am I repurposing hearing devices for nosy people? Sure, maybe, but here's the deal. Some of us just gots to know. Thank you so much for having me. I am Miles Gray. Oh, I'm sorry, Sophia Alexandra. Whoa.
What?
You know what? It's because we were having a really heavy conversation before and that kind of threw me. Sorry, I had
this
to just...
This is literally the first time that this has ever happened.
I can't believe... Just...
This is an unsynchronicity bone.
Cut it out.
It never happened. Hello. Mm. Have you ever been out in public at dinner or, say, on a flight from Miami to L.A., and you really wanted to smell what the people next to you or anywhere were eating in case you were like, should I order that or not? Like, is it nasty? You know, like, are those fajitas good? Mm-hmm. Like, I saw them sizzling and my immediate answer was yes. Is this bullshit, though? Is it going to smell kind of rank? Mm-hmm. Is this seafood? Is this ceviche good? I'm saying, welcome to Miracle Nose. Basically, we are not repurposing anything. We are just not related to any product you ever heard of before. Mm-hmm. It's just a completely new thing. And, you know, it's just like sometimes, you know, can you smell what The Rock is cooking now? Definitively, yes. I'm Miles Gray.
Is it fart proof? Like, or will I smell farts real bad, too?
You will, too.
Oh, man.
Right. I mean, you don't just like wear it all the time. It's like for particular smell experiences.
I wouldn't use it for that anyway. I was just asking because that would be gross if someone did that. So welcome to this show. It's called 420 Day Fiance.
It's you just want to have dog nose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At the gym.
420 Day Fiance, which is a mm-hmm. podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiance, and its various iterations. Today, we're talking about the OG 90 Day season 10, mm-hmm. Episode 16 and 17.
Exactly. We're almost at the end, folks, and we will experience a sweet release of death, aka the end of the season, and probably have to drag our tired bodies across the coals in the form of a tell-all or two. But we are here.
I'm sorry. I'm sickened mm-hmm. that before it was 12 episodes that were like a normal length. And now it's fucking 17. We're still not done. They're an hour and 18. A half each.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I grew a beard.
Yeah.
That's how long.
Yeah. What is that? I don't want to even think about the time I've missed with my family because I watch this show, like, with and take notes as I do it. Like, dude, I'm engaged. Do you know what I mean?
You know what's fucked up is having a folder of all the notes I've taken on all the episodes that we've ever watched, and it is in the hundreds.
Right?
You know what? I'm proud of us.
I'm proud of us too. You know, it is what it is.
Like this, or I will impale myself on this microphone.
Wait, no, this is, I can't deal with this. I can't deal with this.
Did you pull up wrong notes?
No, I was just, I'm just doing math that I don't even want to think. I honestly, the amount of time is fucking wild.
Don't do it. You're going to be sad.
Someone do the math.
I could have raised the whole ass child. Like, let's not do it.
One point.
Huh? My trash baby would be like a whole ass adult now.
Yeah. So it's 27 hours just in a season.
Is this new count or old count?
That's 1.5 hours for 18 episodes. And then don't even get me started. Don't even get me started. Am I right, ladies? Anyway, episode 16, with this ring, I thee wed. This shit
is boring.
I was texting him like, there's fucking nothing to talk about. So we might as well rant about something stupid at some point, like we always do, because we get so distressed over the episode. Most
petty, tiny detail notes.
Okay.
And nothing major. So we can exactly do what you just proposed. My notes are scant, but we can absolutely go deep on some dumb shit.
I don't even know what to say. So anyway, the first couple is Gino and Jasmine. They're dress shopping. Gino has
baby,
to go.
Yeah, I want it. Baby, please.
I have the credit card. Okay, so our budget is $1,000. Okay, can we stay there? First dress she comes out in,
$3,000. Yeah.
Then the next one that she came out in, that she was like, this is
that's
it, baby.
The one.
This is it. He's like, stop the count. It's $5,000. Just throw the fucking towel in. There's nothing to do.
Baby, I want it. Baby, I want the meat and the dress. Baby.
I want the meat. I want your meat. Give me your meat. Where is it? Is it this one?
Tiny.
No, but that's
another
good.
Another classic.
No, here.
Another classic.
Whatever. I don't know. What, anything about the dress shopping you had to say?
I mean, the dresses are fucking basic. I don't know. I think that it's hilarious that she said that he wants an antique wedding.
Yeah.
And she was mad that he wants, I guess, a 20s theme so he can wear his fedoras.
Freaking that... fedora hats. She said freaking fedora hats.
I'm sorry. That's merch. Freaking fedora hat.
Oh my God. So he can wear his freaking fedora hats. Oh my. Yeah. So she wants, she said she wanted like a vibey Coachella beach bash.
But she also was like, this barn is really, really cool. And then she goes, but I have to give him a hard time anyway. He can't just have it this easy. I said, what? He thought, what, you think you don't fight enough?
Huh? Nah. We don't. We don't fight enough.
What?
Yeah.
You haven't told him that he's not a man and that you cheated on him in like 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you trying to stir shit up? You like the barn? Shut the fuck up and like the barn.
She said she did like the barn.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But she's like, I can't let him know. No, you have to. You have to let him know.
Well, but his family, though, I don't like them. I want them out of here or whatever. They have that family dinner. She's like, I need Gino to have my back. He has to show me. He has to, because she thinks it's going to be such a hostile fucking thing. And even I was like, okay, here we go. But then she cries and she's like, I need you guys. And I was like, oh, okay, fine.
It's really funny to see her use the technique that she uses on Gino on the family. You know, like, she only has two modes, like destroying him or just like crying for sympathy to end the fight. And exactly. She just did that with the family. She was like, I actually love him. So I know, don't pay attention to any of the words I'm saying. Pay attention to the fact that I'm a lady and I'm crying.
The thing that she does is you wouldn't punch a man in the face with glasses, would you?
Oh, man.
Basically, she comes being like, there's no way you could destroy him. Like, I'm rotting in the street. Like, you can't even do this to me right now. Help me.
She's like, I don't even have a family. And like, all I wanted is for you guys to accept me. I'm like, I believe he took offense at the most mild comment.
Yeah.
And then didn't want to fuck with his family ever.
Yeah. Whatever. So it goes well for now.
So boring.
For now. Until they have to ring it out for whatever. There's going to have to be tell-all drama or... Anyway. Clayton and Annalie. So they have one more day. To the wedding. And
this is a weird fucking start to their segment.
Clayton has this dude has foresight. You know what I mean? He's been planning everything. He had everything worked out for the wedding. Obviously, we knew that with how he made his sister do all the work. And now he has started working out the day before his wedding also. He's like, yep, here we go. Just do a little something here. Get it in.
Okay. Why did he punctuate his little jumps with I was like, if I saw that on like the day before my wedding, I'd be like, oh, I'm calling this off, obviously.
Right.
I can't tie myself to this, to I between not this tiny little jumps.
Uh-uh.
He's like, I'm going to use.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose 10 kilograms in one day, he said. I know he was kidding, but...
Yeah, he's being funny. But anyway, I just like that. Whether they put him up to it or he was just like, you know what? I might as well just get it in one time for the wedding because that's how I think everything works. It just comes together with the most minimal effort. But they talk about their respective parties and she comes out with the stripper info.
Hey, what'd you do at your bachelor party? His answer, swimming and playing. I'm so sorry. It is so funny.
We're swimming and playing. Oh, yeah.
What I wanted is for him at that point to take out Polaroids of him and Cameron, like, splashing in the pool, because that would have been just the cherry on the cake.
This is just us swimming and playing. You know, you know, horsing around a little bit. Just a little horseplay.
Just a little, though.
Monkeying around. You know, just monkeying around.
Just a little bit. Just up to a little bit of shenanigans. You know? Just a little.
But, yo, when he finds out there was a stripper, the way you saw, like, somehow his heart get shattered, ripped out, blown out, because he was betrayed. She's like, I like how she's like, dude, what do you want me to do? Your sister spent the money. And he's like, say no. Like, are you fucking for real, fool?
Okay.
He completely lost it. Yeah, go ahead.
Two issues with both of them. One with each.
Mm-hmm.
One, the one with her is, okay, she's like, I wasn't dancing. The second he's like, what happened? Can you tell me what happened exactly? She's like, I wasn't dancing. I'm like, yeah, you were just getting dick slapped.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe just own it. You don't have to tell him about the dick slapping part, but he's going to see it on TV. So I would probably, like, just not downplay it.
Yeah.
And then, so I was like, you should not lie. And she's like, it was very embarrassing for me. I'm like, it didn't seem embarrassing when you were twirling that
you
dick.
You had cartoon dog mouth. You were like,
howga.
Yeah, you became the mask when we saw
steam coming out your ears, Cameron Diaz.
You saw the prettiest flower of the Coco Bongo, Miss Tina Carlisle, come out, and you lost your fucking shit. And you were
a Tina Carlisle bone. I did not remember her name in that movie.
I just remember, I think that's her name, Tina Carlisle.
That's such a fake name. Yep. I love it.
The prettiest flower at the Coco Bongo. I just remember that whole scene, that was one of those fucking movies I watched on tape. Fuck, I burnt the tape out watching it.
Dude, are you kidding me? I was such a huge Jim Carrey fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of it doesn't hold up well, like Ace Ventura.
No.
That is... Ugh. But yeah. back in the day, we didn't know any better. Yeah. And we would just wear out that shit.
Anyway, so the mask. Right. She was horny
Somebody
for the stripper.
Stop me. How many times did you hear that before you wanted to kill yourself in like middle school?
And it was like a good, it was a good way though that like future douchebags, like in retrospect, like the kids who, I mean, I would say it too, but there were some kids who just had like their only personality was just to say Jim Carrey shit all the time.
And they ended up being the same guys who did that with Anchorman later.
Right. I bet you, and I don't want to generalize, I would say solidly 7 out of 10 of those people are pieces of shit now.
I 1000% agree with that.
There's some people do make it. Some people do make it. I'm not saying everybody, but because you kind
of
see it.
You can get out of the pit, but sometimes.
Sometimes you become the pit.
You are.
You know what I mean? You are the snake pit. But yeah, he loses it. He like, you know.
I am embarrassed.
Part of me was like, yeah, or just saying, hey, you know what? If it helps, the stripper, the dude was totally checked the fuck out during the whole thing. If it helps. He did not. He wasn't giving it really effort, aside from just flopping.
Yeah, he was. Around. He was like, I'll be in the selfie all day long.
Yeah, but then he's like, yeah, whatever. Let me chew my...
It's
the gum
a job for him. I'm just saying, like, it makes you look like such a loser when you're so insecure that the night before your wedding, you're like, I need every detail of what happened with a stripper that was in front of his sister and a billion other people.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think actually went down?
I think it's also he's fucking embarrassed that he was just splishing and splashing with his boy Cam Cam. And she was out here being like, she was like, yo, that was the dude's dick on my fucking throat. Okay. That's what my fucking party was like. What were you doing?
He tried to have a Minecraft party, but they were sold out.
Yeah.
Like all the 12-year-olds got all the packages.
The packages of Minecraft.
No, I mean like a party package, you know, where it's like Minecraft themed.
Oh, like the plates and stuff and the banners and
the
napkins
thing.
And
like
the cups.
That was going to be his batch. But then
I thought you meant they're like they went to the Minecraft store and there was no more Minecraft left. So
they were all out. Someone
honey, they're
the
out of Minecraft.
Gram of Minecraft.
Like some shit. That like if you were like a grandparent trying to lie to your savvy kid, they're like, yeah, I went in there. They were out of Minecraft. They're like,
they said someone
that's
took
not
the last.
How I. That's not how I get it, Grandpa. Do you have the internet full? That's in a credit card? Then we're good. Ah, shit.
Someone...
Well, they're out of they're all out of Minecraft right now.
They just said that it ran out and the rest of it spoiled.
Yeah.
So I couldn't get you rancid
I wanted
Minecraft.
To get you a... I know you wanted the Spotify. They were all out of Spotify when I was there. It just...
No, it just, so, just said...
You're not going to believe it. Grandpa really tried, and I don't, and you know I don't like to swear, but this fucking cunt in front of me at the store snatched the last fucking Spotify, okay? She fucking took it from your grandpa. I'm so upset. I wanted you to have the Spotify, and they're all out, so.
I said, this is for my grandson, and she did not care.
She said, fuck you.
Fuck you. This Spotify is for me.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And so she ran out.
She hit me. She hit your grandpa in the face with the Spotify.
And then she ran out. Didn't even pay for it. They called the cops. They weren't there in time.
It was fucked up.
You hate to see it. So I don't know. Maybe ice cream is okay. Rather than these friggin' Pokemans. So,
look, you know, don't sweat it, because I know somewhere where you can dive into a pool of Yugi's.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh.
You love it.
You love it, don't you?
Yugi-Ah, right? Those are the good ones.
Yugi-Ah-I-O-U. Do you think he was right, and I think he was, to call his sister and then blame her for everything when they had this and say that I am the victim to her?
Yeah. Especially when you assign all work for your wedding and the planning of it to your sister. It's then really cool to call and yell at her for doing it wrong.
It's her fault, though. It's her fault.
It's always been her fault.
What was she fucking thinking doing that? I can't believe. What did you do? That was like his fucking energy. I would have been like, bro, fuck you. I'm done. Sorry.
He's the worst and a baby. And honestly, the kind of rage and jealousy he exhibited for this stripper thing does not make me feel secure in her being like away from her family and living with him.
No.
I'm like, this is a bad move.
No. So. Okay, so what to do? What is she going to do? She's like, this is bullshit. I'm fucking off this. She's like, I don't know if I want to still be with some dude who fights with me all the damn time. And he's like, look, I'm more mad at the party than I am at you. Shut the f- You're mad at the party?
What when he's like, don't talk, just hug me. Don't talk.
Oh, my God.
And then he goes, you're still mad? We were hugging a few minutes ago.
No.
Bro, you forced her.
You said, come here, just hug me. Come on. Don't
Can you imagine making someone hug you and then being like, you're mad? You just hugged me.
Yeah. No, he's... Well, that shows you what he thought the steps were. If he could get the hug, then the hug erases everything. It ends the conversation, the analysis, the criticism. And then he's like, okay, we moved on. You know, like, I've been with people like that who, like, and you do that. That's like a habit you have when you don't want to say anything. It's like, you just, like, reach out because you're like, I can't say sorry yet. But is this the thing? But then you didn't hug me back. So am I bad? Yeah, he's a fucking shitty baby. And
I 1000%. And then he's mad that she's, like, walked away. And he verbalizes it not by saying, like, oh, shit, like, this is so fucked up. This is somebody that I want to make my wife. And, like, I really hurt their feelings. And, like, I need to, like, figure out what this is.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, maybe I have a really bad anger issue. Instead, he goes, I didn't do all of this, spend all of this money and energy just for you to abandon me now. I didn't invest all this. I'm like,
yeah, good argument.
Are you serious?
Good argument. And then she's like, okay, look, are you just going to drop it? Is this the end of it? You're going to stop asking me like what the dude's fucking balls smelled like and what the texture was of his fucking butt skin? Oh, what do you, can we be done with this? I already said it's done. Sorry. Okay. Shut up. And he's like, or do you need more details? Like, well, you know, it'd be nice to have more details. She's like, oh my God, are you fucking for real? That because you will not let this dude is, he couldn't even just be like, yeah, we're done. It's done. And then be the immature person, then just fucking bring it up like a couple weeks later, a couple days later. He really had to be like, I mean, it'd be nice if I would know what his butt skin was like. Like, was it smooth or did he have kind of like razor bumps? Like, could you tell he shaved?
I don't even know if he was circumcised. How am I supposed to sleep the night before my wedding?
What do you mean you couldn't tell? You can tell if it's pressed up against her, the outline.
Yeah, you know, like, what about the sweatpants, you know?
Was there like two sections to it, just or like, did it seem more like a sweet potato?
And was there a little bit of like, you know, a little bit of a little pelican kind of situation, you know, where he carried some fish in it?
Yeah, like a gullet. Did the dick have a gullet?
Did the dick, is it gullet dick?
Could the dick hold other stuff in it?
Could it potentially have smaller dicks inside it if it wanted?
Or would that be physically impossible because there was no covering or, you know, do you understand what I'm saying? Drill. Something to contain it within?
Tote bag or not.
Oh.
Wink.
Totes my goats. Totes my scrotes. There we go. You knew it. You already knew. It was low-hanging fruit, kid. So anyway, yeah.
All right. Rob and Sophie,
post Claire fallout from the last episode because she was with her mom. He comes back. He's like, you miss me?
Yeah.
You miss me?
Yeah.
All right, good. You know, you didn't have my back there. You know what I mean? Where was that energy if we was Team Rob? You were like letting your mom make observations about my life.
My favorite part was, ever heard of being left out to dry? I'm like, she's been alive for 23 years. So, yeah. He's like, look,
that's what
I'm
going
to explain it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hey, bring it in one time. Bring it in.
She's like, wait. Can you just fucking apologize? Because you were posting memes for 24 hours. He's like, that wasn't about you. That was me sharing my thoughts. So I can't share my thoughts. She's like, here's all the ways that it was actually about me. And he was like, then it's like just his talking head. And he's like, look, I just thought, you know, she might take it better if it was like coming from someone else. I'm like, do you mean a meme is someone else that you posted it?
I speak through the memes. That's wild. Another perspective. Yo, if memes do the talking, you better get to walking. You know what I mean? Get out of there, Sophie. This guy's meme boy.
And he is 32.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway. Cool. There's honestly nothing else to say about that, which is sad. They stretched out whatever
was. Just say you're sorry? Could you just say you're just sorry?
Give it to me right now, Robin. You don't have the ability to say sorry. That made me feel bad.
That's all I need is for you to say sorry.
Please, Rob. You made me feel so bad. Made me feel so shit, Rob.
We can't move on unless I say I'm sorry, Rob. That can't be like that.
Just give him a chance. Funny. You know, give him 900 chances, please. Sam and Citra.
Wait, I also just want to say that two things.
Mm-hmm.
Three things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be better for us.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever say that, Rob.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you get yourself sorted for you? That's great.
That's fair. No, that's fair. I'm doing it for us, okay?
Because otherwise, then for the rest of their relationship, you will hold it over her. I became better for you.
Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. You feel me?
Look, up to me, I would have remained a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I did this for you.
Exactly. So what else do you want?
Since she cried and we saw her actual skin color under that foundation, and it was not close. And I just wanted to mention that it's pretty yellow and her skin's very pink. And we don't need to do all that. She also has good skin.
Sam and Citra? Shall we move on to Sam and Citra?
Yeah. Well, just Rob ends the whole thing with saying, I forgive you too.
Yeah. Okay.
Excuse me?
The benevolent. Okay. Rob benevolent. Sam and Citra. So they're a day out also because we're slow walking the wedding ceremonies. He's about to convert. He's like, you know, I'm not converting just to like have sex, right? Like, but like, it's so hard to not. Okay. Like, dude, get the fuck out. Every time he talks about that shit, you're like, oh my God, get Citra. You also got to run for your life. This guy is converting to smash. That's it. That's all it is. It's really clear. And anyway, so they have to talk to Herman to see if they get the blessing. And Mr. Herman lets him know, you know, he's like, hey, you know, just take care of my baby. He said something. I think it was like until you give the grandparents grandchildren, but do not waste my daughter.
Yeah, I think something. He said, like, you keep her happy and safe until your grandchildren have grandchildren or something like that. And then. Don't waste my daughter.
Oh, I thought he was saying until I got a grandkid, don't waste my daughter. I see, this is what happens when you watch it at nearly 3x speed. things get lost in the sauce.
I hope I'm right because I'm speaking with the authority of someone who is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I thought that's what he had said. And I was actually that's really like a sweet thought. I've never heard it being put like that, but I don't know.
Well, look, Herman's
maybe
a cop.
It wasn't put like that.
Yeah.
Who knows?
But he's like, well, thank you so much, Herman. I want to be just like you and your wife. You are the perfect example. And he's like, okay, well, I believe what you say. So you can have her. All right, bro. Take it easy. Now you got to convert. Let's nail the conversion, bro. So they go to the mosque. This dude it was just really uncomfortable.
He said.
That when he said that, I was like, oh my God, I don't want to, I can't. It's like so fucking, don't make a mockery of what these people believe.
You can't be Muslim for pussy. Smash. It is disrespectful.
No, you can't. You can't. But he, but apparently he's like, all right, if that's what I got to do. He's like, I've done worse for less. True. So, you know, if I got to fucking, you know, shout out the imam at the fucking mosque to be able to like get my fucking blue balls out, then I'm doing what I have to do. But yeah, it was... His dad was there, at least.
Yeah, and he's like, I wish my mom came too, but I'll take what I can get. I said,
You know
your
what?
Your mom sucks. Your dad believes in the truth.
Exactly.
Which is out there.
100%.
I love how he was like, personally, I'm an atheist that, you know I'm an atheist, but I find all religions interesting.
Yeah.
In that, you know, They're just but a small part of the plan that the extraterrestrials have
exactly.
for us.
If you think about the spacing of the pyramids and look at how the energy was harnessed, you're like, okay, all right. Why don't you keep
and
smoking
as
your
we
cigarette?
As we know, their role in Stonehenge and the mm-hmm. way that that has aligned with some of... You know what? I'm just going to sit down and talk to everybody real quick in my row.
Hi.
Until the wedding starts.
Are you the priest? Oh, the imam? Okay, that's cool. So did you think Mohammed was a spaceman? Because I can show you an image of what I believe Mohammed looked like based on what I have discovered through my alien research.
I've actually have a whole book of sketches of Mohammed based on my dreams. Would you like to take a look?
Oh my God, no. Sit the fuck down. But yeah, I guess it goes well. When he said, I feel like a kid in a school play up there, I was like, mm-hmm. because this is all pretend to mm-hmm. you? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess it goes well.
I mean, I would also, as the girl, feel so much pressure. Like, damn, like, he literally converted so he could, like, have sex with me. Like, my pussy better be, like, the best pussy in the world. And she's a virgin, so she doesn't even know what she's doing.
Yeah.
So she's like, this better be fucking worth it.
I mean, don't feel any pressure, Citra. You've already lowered yourself. You've taken a lot of risks
already.
Here with this one. Taken a lot of risks with this one.
You've done too much.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
so,
that.
I like how, yeah, just like, well, I feel, I like how his dad was like, yes, I feel like it's good that he's happy. And then they got married and Herman said, yes, I approve. I believe now it is officially fuck time. You may now fuck. Ashley and Manuel. So they also have a day left. They talk to his mom. They have an emotional exchange. Whatever. Then this is the part that's really, I guess, the consequence. They're talking to their wedding planner / officiant. And you love that too. That's somebody who's hustling.
I thought it was in the next. That was in the next episode.
No. That's in the.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
This is where she just finds out about the potential for a storm. She's like, he's like, you are putting the people at risk. There will be tropical stormage at your marriage. So you know, be fucking careful. You know, she's like,
I really felt her because I'm totally the kind of bitch that would not have considered storm season.
Mm-hmm.
I have a dream where I may get married on the beach in Miami and it's going to be for rat.
She's like, I had no idea it was her. I have no plan B. So if it, she's like, I think her sister's like, well, what would happen if it doesn't happen? She's like, my world will implode on itself. Wow.
I'm the same. That level of drama is it me. That level of preparation, it me.
Part of me was like, are they faking this just for some tension? But it looks like in the...
Did you
it
see
looks
the
like,
sky?
It looks like it's not a game.
It is not a motherfucking game. That sky was upset.
Yeah. No, it was... Yeah. It's my last name. You know what I mean? All right. Season 10, episode 17.
You may now kiss the bride.
I just want to give people a little bit of a taste of what it's like to watch a show at 3x speed. Because my time management was poor and I had to get the whole episode in with very limited time. So I texted you. I said, look, I'm going to watch this shit at literal 3x speed.
That was a transparency bone.
Hey, you know, look, I hate to let people in, but that's my secret. Although it was a little bit wild.
I watched at 1.7, so to be completely honest.
Okay, so Nikki and Justin, there's really nothing to say here except for they had sex after the engagement party and she's leaving.
She's super happy because she got laid. He is happy because she's leaving, but he's acting sad. He's not good at it. He got a t-shirt of her face and body on it that aligns with his butt and her boobs on the shirt become his butt if he does the little plumber's crack. Honestly, gorgeous. They see the mom. The mom gives her goodbye gifts. The mom is so fucking sweet. And then Nikki threatens him, like, if you ever cheat on me, I'm going to cut off your dick. And then he says the funniest thing he's ever said, which is, how many dicks must you cut to be happy? And then Nikki fucking dies laughing.
Wow.
And I was like, finally a joke that it seems is not, like,
did he
at her? Yeah, expects.
Did he say he was going to give her a right hook or something at the airport?
He said, I'm gonna miss your right hook.
Oh, okay, because this is what the episode sounds like to me.
Walking away from Justin, I'm just saying bye. It's like, there's still things that we need to work on, but I'm very hopeful for our future. We build us up so high, crumble to the
ground. Like another electric comes on. Honestly, so, the song's a vibe like that.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds like the, like, drum and bass version. Anyway, that's what it sounded like. So she's gone. And that's how I experienced that. Rob and Sophie, they do some quick flower shopping, or her and her mom do. But then Rob dropped her off and Claire's like, what's he doing, babe? Like, why couldn't you come in and say, oh, hey, Claire, and then leave? Like, whatever, just drop you off. Like, did you say she felt like he was in college or something and not a man?
Yes.
But okay.
I also love her reenactment of how she wishes it would have gone. She was like, you know, he could have said, hey, Claire, and then I would have been, hey, Rob. You know, it's how it could have gone.
Right.
But instead, he's a knob from college.
Yeah.
From uni. Hiding,
whatever.
Why is he a uni boy?
Just break the tension. I don't care. I'm not bothered. So.
I'm not bothered, but I would have liked to be like, Rob, what's up? Just so funny, the reenactment of how it could have gone well. I just love it so much.
Then she's sleeping over there the night before their wedding.
See you later. He could have been like, later. And I would have been like,
later.
You too. Wait, no, hold on. Let me try again. I would have been like, goodbye. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I would have said goodbye. And then he would have said, yeah, see you later. But then I would say, all right, farewell. No, I wouldn't say farewell. I would say...
That's too formal. I'd be like...
Okay, let me start over. So he comes, he drops you off, you get out of the car, yeah? And then you get out with your left foot, and then you close the door with your right hand, and then he comes around, and then he says to me, oh, hey, Claire, you all right?
And I go, oi.
I go, oi. Stupid. Oh my god, dude. And I go, oi.
She had to script it.
Yeah, she had to. Look, I've seen the rehearsal. I get it. It gives people comfort. Anything else there?
You ever read a story about a prince who is a frog? And then Sophie's like, oh, I call him Frog. And I was like, oh, wow, that's, again, a bad sign.
That's good. Yeah, that's kind of ominous. But anyway, as if there weren't enough signs telling you to fucking head for the hills. Gino and Jasmine?
Oh, well, she comes to stay, though. And there's like, he's like super salty and shitty to her. He's such an asshole. And he's like, keep the not enough space jokes to a minimum.
Exactly.
That's like one of the first things he says to her. She's like, what? I just came in.
I said, thanks for having me here.
All just I said was oi.
Yeah, like, that's not how it should have gone, Rob. I should have came in. You should have had a robe on with slippers on, yeah? And then had a cup of tea for me and said, oh, do you want cream? I've got some. I didn't want to presume whether or not you needed it. Hey, please have a seat. I've put on, Fawlty Towers, because I know you like Basil Fawlty. He's your favorite character from TV, and so you wanted to get me sort of excited with a comedy.
I thought we could have some laughs.
Yeah. But no, you said don't come in with the lack of space jokes. he's just so shitty again.
And like, then they go outside, and then he feels bad. And as a child, he's like, he says out loud, Well, I guess maybe if I did actually act unwelcoming, I guess I could be more welcoming. And then he blows up the blow up mattress.
Yeah.
And puts sheets on it. And he thinks he like fucking just committed the most heroic.
Yeah.
Fucking. And it's annoying that he didn't offer the bed to her.
No.
I would have been like, you take the bed. I'll sleep on the fucking mattress.
Yeah, you can sleep with your daughter.
Exactly. What the fuck? That was not cool. If you made my mom sleep on a blow-up mattress, nah, that wedding is not going down.
No.
Clavia did not escape the Soviet Union for the blow-up mattress.
For the blow-up mattress, get the fuck out of here. Or we could just fucking, you know, smother you while you're asleep. I don't know. I mean, I whatever. Did I say that?
Whatever. Rasklavushki is what we have in, or we had when I was growing up, which are like these aluminum, like temporary bed things that like unfold like this with the legs and have kind of like a hard netting kind of.
Right.
And
you just put like blankets and stuff on there.
Yeah. And they would be great, except for they're attached with these long metal springs. Mm-hmm. So in the night, anytime you move your arms
you scrape your shit,
those fucking metal springs and it's cold and uncomfortable and you're like, oh, who invented this? And then you're like, oh yeah, I'm in the Soviet Union. This tracks.
Yeah. This is mass
probably
bed.
Stalin, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Just to remind you, don't get too comfortable now.
But I like the name, Raskladushki, which means like an unfoldable kind of.
Oh, hell yeah. So here's Gino and Jasmine's thing. There's really not much happens. I guess I can sum it up in three clips. How about this?
I want to know that I am so happy today because you're here and I feel so honored. I always picture my wedding day as a happy day, but it was always my concern, like not having a father figure to walk me to the altar.
And then Uncle Marco says yes. And then they have the ceremony. And then
the most important moment was which identical gray hat should I wear?
Oh, see, those are the things you miss when you watch at 3x speed. Because then,
As we both shall live for as long as we both shall live, it is my honor to pronounce that you are now husband and wife, and you may seal your vows. So,
vows
were super
feels like
boring.
A fever dream. Yeah.
Who gives a fuck about any of that? Except for one thing, which is she said, the two most important days in your life are the day you're born and the day you discover why. And for me, the why is Gino.
Yeah.
And that is maybe the saddest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
That is a horrific realization to make.
It is horrific to think you're supposed to live for someone else. That they are your why.
I agree with... I was born, my why is another person, for sure. The Dave Matthews. And I think, don't laugh. I felt a little bit attacked when you said that. So I just felt, I wanted you to know that maybe someone you're close to may have a why that's someone who isn't them. And allow
me. I'm sorry to be so disrespectful about your why.
It's fine.
Don't worry. At the end of this, fine. You can crash into him. It'll all be okay.
I will. Because I have so much to say, but I don't, not
really
able
do.
To right now. And the filth builds up in my room and I just see the ants go marching by around the trash. And it just makes me feel like a, anyway. Their wedding, they get married. So the one thing that I didn't need to write down, because I just saw it even at 3x speed, is him taking off his hat for a photo. And we got to see his little back landing strip.
We did. But I also want to say that it was more significant that I thought the stylist did her dirty, the hairstylist. It was like the most simple bun in the world. She didn't even like do cute edges on her or anything. She didn't do any tendrils out like in front of her face or in front of her ears. And she did not tame the flyaways in the back or
maybe
like
they
make
didn't
them
pay
do
her
anything
enough.
Cute. It was not good.
And I wonder if she. I wonder if like Jasmine said some shit to her too. She's like, oh, really? Okay. There you go. It's your wedding. I don't know. I think you're just reality show weddings are not weddings.
Well, whatever. I'm done being shady. Well, I guess it's not shady. I'm just straight up not into what happened.
Yeah, you just said, bah, wouldn't be me. wouldn't be me. WBM. True. Clayton and Annalie?
They're going to start making a baby, so I guess she caved.
Oh, yeah. But TBD. We'll see. Clayton and Annalie. So she calls her mom for some input because she does not want to be with Clayton. And she's like, yeah, I think it's just best I leave him and I return because I have stuff. I have shit to do in Peru. I could just do that. And her mom's like, yeah, don't throw away 2 years of your life. And then it's like, okay, so it's solved then. He's like, okay, thanks, mom. Bye. And this dude just leaves her a voice note to try and apologize. It seems very tenuous at the moment. Which way is it going to go?
This dude left a voice note, and then when he told Cameron about it, he was like, I left her the cutest voice note. She hasn't even checked it. I'm like, first of all, that was your best, cutest voice note. Ew.
Yeah.
Second of all, that's super low effort.
Yeah.
Especially if you're worried about not getting married today.
You can do and more than Cameron hamster kiss.
And when Cameron asks him how it's going, he mentions he's like, it's been crazy, man. First off, the guinea pigs have been fighting. Second of all, I may not have a wife for the wedding.
Bro, you're not going to believe this. So, the guinea pigs, they're out of control right now.
Truly?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. This,
you know, you've done everything that you could think of for me to know that you should not be getting married.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he's like, how do I look? And Cameron's like, you're okay. And he's like, you know, you say I look good. And he's like, I'm your best man, not your best liar.
Wow. This is what it sounded like to me at 3x speed.
I can actually walk down the aisle today.
So,
yeah, I think I caught that. I caught that part. It's very fast.
And then finally, he's like, oh, okay. So she looks like she did listen to my voice note. But she didn't reply. And then Cameron's like, wow, that's actually worse.
Hell yeah, dude.
Just nice fucking... Robin being left on red. Just so nice.
Oh, yeah. That's actually, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's bad. I would cancel the wedding.
Oh, I thought you were at a 10 before. No, that was like actually a 7, and now you're at a 12. And honestly, like, bro, I would kill myself.
Yeah, I would get the fuck out of here, dude. Yeah, just yeah.
Because truly, Clayton goes, "What do you do?" And Cameron goes, because he's like, "What if there's no wedding? What do you do?" And,
right.
And Cameron goes, "You cry, and it's the worst day ever." Yo, Cameron keeps it real.
It's the worst.
He's the maid of honesty, and I love that for him.
Citra and Sam, the big thing here is just it's all around the efficient, right? They've had their Islamic wedding. Now they have their American wedding. But then when they're asking about what goes down, he's like, and then they marry us. Herman's like, it ain't no priest, right? Like no fucking Christian shit, because you know you're Muslim now. And he's like,
and we already did this.
Oh, right. He's like, so yeah, we're not gonna have you touching any other book except the Quran. So what's going on there? He's like, yep. Should have thought of that. Because you're right. I am Muslim now. It's not just that I can have sex with your daughter. It's right. I am Muslim now. Need an alternate. Oh, my brother Luke. He's been ordained online, and luckily he can. This dude has a backwards trucker hat on at a wedding.
I don't understand how you would wear that to a wedding, much less wear that when you get upgraded to being a motherfucking efficient. I would have slapped that shit right off his head.
Yeah.
I mean, his mom and dad were there. Who was there to be like, bitch, don't do that?
His whole like vibe, I think, is latter-day Tommy Lee, like in the Pam and Tommy sex tape, like bandana under a backwards trucker hat type shit, Methods of Mayhem style.
Like early 2000s, dirtbag white boy. Pop.
Exactly. He's loving that.
That was so my type.
That's such a vibe. And then he's like, hey, Herman, is this guy chill? What about this piece of shit? Is this guy worthy? Like, right? I feel like a guy in a backwards trucker hat is probably the furthest thing from looking like a religious figure. So, yeah.
And he's I would have gone with that priest. But also, I thought it was a really fake kind of like plot point to be like, well, who can officiate the wedding when all of us are screaming at the TV? Anyone.
Anyone.
With a printer.
Yes. You don't even need the printer as long as you submit.
Anyone with the access to Wi-Fi and a device.
Do you have $40 and internet? Then you are a person of the cloth.
Welcome. So am I wrong or did that drive you crazy? Because that could have just been avoided the whole time.
The second when they said they need an alternate, I said my only note was just get ordained, fool.
Yep.
I did it.
Yep.
It's easy. Anyone.
By the way, we can marry you. Okay, one.
Yeah.
Just putting it out there.
Just letting you know. So yeah, they get married and his boner is about to break his body in half. And do they fuck right after the ceremony?
I mean, apparently, because he talks about his pipe finally bursting, which I did not need to hear.
Is that do they do that? Is that like is that normal for an Indonesian wedding?
I think it's normal American? For a really horny guy.
Yeah, right? To just go fucking Braveheart with it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out more.
I mean, really anticlimactic, really boring, did not need all of this. This could have been a text.
And it was a text. But thanks for joining us for this two-parter.
The text should have said, everyone got married. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened at all. Don't worry about it. Yeah, you saw Gino's back of head. Yeah, so anyway, thanks for listening. We'll be back, obviously, to recap the next episode. There may be a delay as we do some coordinating. I've got some things to work around with my life schedule. I think Sophia does, too. But we will, in due time, this episode will get covered. Just want to lay that out there. Just a bit of, as we call, a transparency. But yes, we will be covering the episode soon. May not be at the usual cadence, but it will be out there. We promise you that. Yeah.
And I want to give a special shout out to K1s I met in real life.
Oh, yeah.
The K1s I met in Kansas City.
Yeah.
In Kansas City when I was there for my writer's conference for AWP. Mm-hmm. And her name was Maddie, I believe. Mm-hmm. And she works at Lucky Daisy Vintage.
Okay.
Which is fucking tight. And I got a great skirt and tarot books there. Just shout out them.
Okay.
And Maddie was so sweet, and shout out to her and her man, Luke, I believe.
Okay.
And also shout out to the two K1s that I met, or a K1 that I met, at Luna Luna in LA. It's so nice to meet you guys in person. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you have such a signature look. I mean, how could the people not recognize you with those locks? But anyway, 420dayfiance.com, patreon.com/420dayfiance, twitch.tv/420dayfiance, @420dayfiance, @milesofgray, @thesophia, SOFIYA. Okay. We'll tick to you later. We'll talk to you later. We'll tiki talk through the tiki.
Oi.
And I'm like, Rob, I would be like, oi.
Oi.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.